neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And Tanit Esther, actually, the fast does not conclude at the time that becomes night. So the fast extends till after listening to Megillah. So that means till we have not heard the Megillah, we're not permitted to eat or drink. And also in the morning, the day after Purim, the forbidden act that during the year, we're not permitted to eat or drink before Shacharit. So then that extends for Megillah also. That means even though that one has observed the prayer of the morning, that is Shacharit, but on day of the Purim, he's not permitted to eat or drink. As far as we'll explain the details, till after listening to Megillah. So now, the leniency as far as this matter, the halakha, eating means 60 gram bread. So that means according to halakha, as long as one does not eat more than 60 gram bread, so then would not be a problem before Megillah to eat. So for example, for the ladies that they come for the second Megillah reading, so might be very hard for them to wait, let's say, till 8 o'clock, that the husbands will arrive home. So as far as the halakha, it does permit, before listening to Megillah, to have some fruits, rice, water, and so on. But it does, has been emphasized that one should try to not eat or drink before listening to Megillah. But if one is going through a hard timing to sit and listen to the Megillah, so it's permitted to have something beside eating bread, or even less than 60 gram bread, before listening to Megillah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.